Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed, and sitting over there drinking Canada Dry ginger ale like a sexy minx is Jeff. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm great, although I don't think there's any real ginger in Canada Dry ginger ale, even though it says it clearly on the can.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So we should also do let the other jabronis.
Oh yeah, no, I was done. I'm not going to get us onto a ginger ale rant. Before we welcome back the rest of the gang.
It's a classic reunion over there.
What's up?
Looking like an idiot. You got Dave.
Hey, guys. Happy Caramel Apple Day.
I love it. Welcome back.
Welcome.
Happy Caramel Apple Day indeed, motherfuckers.
Yes. I figured I'd make my return in like two parts. Last week with the editing, and then this week I'll actually make my appearance.
That's right. And so that's pretty good. So months. Last week was the thing that nobody knows about, and this week is the thing nobody cares about. Welcome back.
Thank you. Yes.
But again, we will pause. We will pause on his 50 lashings before until after we get to. The last link in the chain.
The only person who is even marginally normal, and I say that as she's waving her arms around like a weirdo, and drinking, is that like booze or fruit punch?
It's Kool-Aid.
Is it boozy Kool-Aid or regular Kool-Aid?
Vodka Kool-Aid?
No.
Just regular Kool-Aid?
It's just a regular drink?
We ran out of glasses, so now I have to drink out of a wine glass.
Are you okay?
Alcohol in it.
I'm surprised that in your house the wine glasses are what's left. I thought that those would be the first ones that you ran out of.
Well, we got Halloween themed paper cups, and not paper cups, the plastic ones, like the Solo orange.
Yeah.
Those lasted us for so long, and then all of a sudden it just didn't. And it was just so sad. And now we're stuck with these wine glasses. And now it looks like I'm always drunk. As usual.
And that's valid in a nutshell. Drinking out of wine glasses and always looking like she's drunk.
I like that they timed the Halloween themed cups right to run out just before Halloween. Right. But tomorrow is the day that you actually should celebrate Halloween, considering that it's Halloween.
That is mischief night. So we should be getting into some mischief.
We're always getting into mischief when Dave's here. We don't know if he's wearing pants or not. So guys, how are the other two people? Because I already asked Jeff how he's doing, so I guess I should ask Dave. Dave, how are you doing?
How about Val? Wait, hold on.
Yeah, you know what? Let's do it in order of how much we like people.
Genuinely don't care how Dave's doing.
Not even a little.
Nah.
Duke, what's going on?
Whole lot of nothing. Being on my own. Pretty cool.
I'm sorry, wait. Can you clarify that? What do you mean being on your own?
I live
like are we talking like an Eponine sort of deal? Like
are you like a divorcee now?
No.
Are you just home alone at the moment?
Home alone all the time. My boyfriend works three jobs.
Well, yikes. He's gotta keep up, he's gotta get that cheddar so he can keep you happy.
Oh, of course.
He works for actual cheese, right? That's how they pay him?
And that's how he pays me. He brings home.
Nice. Yeah, just brings home a little bit of cheese.
The way to a woman's heart, men.
Yeah, dairy. It's the real way to woo the ladies, unless they're lactose intolerant. But then, are they even worth it?
No.
Speaking of the lactose intolerant.
Oh, there you go.
Dave.
Hey, what's up? That's me.
What's going on? Let's ask the important question. Have you proposed to your girlfriend yet?
Nope.
Utterly useless. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good to have you back.
Yeah. I did make a, there was a big step in our relationship, though, that was made. The parents did meet.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, how long have you been dating now?
15 years.
Yeah, give or take. No, it's going to be, it'll be 3 years April. So 2.5-ish.
Definitely. And how did it go?
It went well. I mean, it went in a way that I don't think any other parents of like a couple ever met this way. We went on an
dance
fight.
Tell me it was a dance fight.
No, we went on an 8-day vacation to Disney together.
I'm going to pretend it's a dance fight.
That's okay.
Commitment. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. It happened by accident. But it went well.
How does that happen by accident?
Good follow-up question.
Yeah, well, see, I mentioned to my parents that I was going with her and her mother because her and her mother go to Disney's Food and Wine Festival every other year. And her mom invited me, and I was like, yeah, absolutely. And I just casually mentioned to my parents that I was going to be going. And they were like, well, we want to go. So they tagged along, invited themselves.
Wow.
And yeah, so 8 days in Disney with her mom, her sister, and my parents.
Wow.
It was something. Everyone's still alive.
Good.
Everyone's still alive. Everyone is saying nice things about each other after the fact, so that's a positive.
That's
besides,
good.
Besides me and Lisa about both, you know, sets of parents, but that's normal.
was there some consternation between Lisa and your parents?
No. Well, I mean, it was just ridiculous. Both parents were ridiculous the entire time. In other news, in less important news, I had surgery. I tried to fart. It didn't go well. I ended up with two hernias.
Holy shit.
All right, hold on. You can't just like plow through this story. I mean, we've got other things to talk about. We're talking about this first. first question, what did you eat that caused such a backup that you blew out your hernia situation with a fart?
Well, I honestly can't trace it back to anything specific. I did eat quite a bit.
Oh my God, this is happening.
On Labor Day weekend, my girlfriend's family had a barbecue, and I went Dave on a whole bunch of food.
Yeah, Dave goes hard in the paint.
Yeah, he does. Wait, so this was on Labor Day?
Yeah, Labor Day weekend. So,
And that was when you stopped responding to my messages about editing things.
Yes.
So what you're saying is when I made a joke about you farting yourself into a coma, I was almost right?
Yes.
Good work.
This is...
Well done.
This is the proudest moment of my life.
So, yeah, so... Labor Day weekend, I woke up in like crazy amounts of pain, couldn't like function, but I was in Jersey. So like
couldn't function for you or couldn't function like a normal human being? Because those are two very different standards. Me. Ooh.
Yeah, ooh. It was bad.
That's a low bar.
But now I was in Jersey, so I didn't want to end up in a hospital in Jersey. So
no.
I found some basic pain medication to get me through the evening, made it home the next day, went to the hospital, and the hospital said, you're fine. Go home.
Good hospital.
Yeah, I should have went to the hospital in Jersey, I guess. So then I go to a specialist, and because I know what it is. When you have a hernia, you kind of know, oh, it's a hernia. At least now I know.
You're just like, what's this weird bulge?
Yeah, is this exactly. Your first hernia?
No, I had a hernia when I was 5.
Jesus Christ. You really are like a Benjamin Button. You're like a fucking 80-year-old man. Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
What is going on with you?
Yeah, whatever.
You should be a bubble boy.
Bubble boy would not solve my desire to fart and need
no,
to fart.
That would actually, that would be way more dangerous for you because you'd be in an enclosed space. Although, would it be like the Joker's Venom where, like, you know, he sprays it and other people get the smile and die, but if he inhales it, it's fine? Is that the same thing for you?
I do. I do generally enjoy my own scent. Up until recently.
Jesus Christ.
Like that South Park episode when they buy the hybrid.
And they're just putting farts into wine glasses.
Yeah, recently they've been pretty rancid. I don't know. I must be.
Oh my god!
But anyway, so I go to the specialist, and the specialist is like, "Yeah, you definitely need surgery. It's pretty routine. It'll be 45 minutes in and out. You'll be back better than ever in 4 days." Okay, great, that's awesome. He's like, "But you have two." I go, "What? I only see one." And he's like, "Yeah, there's one in your umbilical also." So I had a belly button hernia and a groin hernia. All right. So he's like, "We'll take care of
both." How long were you holding that fart in for,
I mean,
buddy?
Years, I guess. I go big or go home, right?
I guess so.
Wait,
just tearing
did you have did you have an Audi before the surgery, and now you have an innie?
Yeah,
because that would be amazing.
That is true. That is the truth.
Tell me, you had an Audi belly button?
I did.
And now
you
have
don't
an
now. No, I don't.
What? Whoa. You're in a whole new world, buddy.
I know.
You had it. You had an Audi belly. What are you, a fucking Cabbage Patch doll?
Yes.
There. Evan had the hernia surgery too, and now his Audi was an innie too.
He had an Audi?
Yeah.
What the hell? How does that happen?
Him with the Audi, so. It's fine in my book.
mine was like a hybrid, though. Like, mine wasn't like a full-on Audi. Like,
it was a crossover, SUV sedan
exactly.
Hybrid. Yeah, okay,
yeah,
I get it.
It was a Murano, if you will.
I tell you what, though, the good thing about him getting this this surgery is, without the Audi belly button, it now takes him half the time to find his dick.
And there's also nothing to compare it to, which is nice.
Yeah,
too.
See?
Yeah. Why is your belly button so much more satisfying?
I don't know, Lisa.
Whatever. Could you please stop grinding on it? It kind of hurts. Wow.
But anyway, so.
Well, that's a Dave News Corner for the ages.
Yeah,
that's
I got
good.
More. I got more if you want to know more.
I want to do like an entire, you know what? Yeah, I want to know more. Tell me
I
want to
do
everything.
A 13-part expose.
I want this to be our like Frost Nixon tapes. Like I want this to be the most important thing we've ever done.
All right,
go on.
So anyway, so we scheduled the surgery for like a week out or whatever, and they don't do any like x-rays because it's pretty apparent just by looking, hey, this is the hernia. Like, they don't have to like do any x-rays or MRIs or anything like that. So I go into the surgery and they said 45 minutes. Well, 2 hours later, I finally awoken from my surgery. It took double the amount of time because apparently I really fucked my shit up. Like, really fucked my shit up.
Well, first of all, congratulations on taking double the time with something where your pants were off.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's never happened for you before.
It's
so
true.
Well done, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
First through everything.
Yeah, exactly. So, so then I got out. Lisa nursed me back to health.
That sounds filthy.
The prize for her was she didn't have to, like, do anything with me for, like, a month. So... that was her prize.
Wow.
Lucky her.
Lucky girl.
I know.
I mean,
so why
she
did it,
still
why did it
had
take...
to tell people you're her boyfriend, so.
Yeah, well.
That's true. Yeah.
A now, little rain must fall.
Why did it take... Was it because of the surprise second hernia?
No.
Or did something else happen?
No. The term they gave it was my hernia was incarcerated.
Oh, wow. That's so they had to call its lawyer?
I would have
been very confused.
Yeah. Yeah, they had to break it out of jail.
Were your insides doing an Orange Is the New Black? I don't know what that means, but I liked the idea of the joke, so I went with it.
I loved it.
I liked it.
But, Thank you. So.
Brown is the new black.
Hey, I like it. I like that one.
It's coming together.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that is the Dave Life update.
Okay.
Meet the Fockers and Dave Land happened and hernia happened.
Did your doctor say that the surgery is more difficult because your body is akin to one of those like mummified corpses they find in the ice? Is that anything like it?
He didn't mention that. My doctor though was so disoriented after performing the surgery, he referred to my mother as my wife.
So you didn't have this surgery done in like, you know, some weird deep south like rednecky place, right?
Nope, you had it here. You're on Long Island.
Okay. Was it in Suffolk County?
No, not even Suffolk County. Nassau County, border of Queens.
Then I got nothing. Wow.
Yeah.
That guy must have been very disoriented or high on his own supply. Maybe what happened is as they were doing the surgery, you farted.
You never know.
And it was
just knocked them out.
And that's what, when they opened up that Egyptian tomb and all that goo came out, that was like you during the surgery.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when I went to my follow-up, you go see, you don't see the actual doctor in these follow-ups. You see the PA. He goes, I've been working with this doctor for about 10 years now. He's like, I've never seen him beat the crap out of a patient as badly as I saw him beat the crap out of you to fix this damn thing.
Wow.
I was like, wow, yikes. That's kind of crazy.
Well, congratulations on frustrating yet another human being into wanting to bludgeon you.
Hey.
That's cool.
At least he was able to,
Yeah, at least you're consistent in how aggravating you are in all situations.
True.
See, this is why I couldn't be a doctor, because I would have gotten to a certain point where I'm like, fuck it, just kill him. just sliced an artery or something.
Just attach it to your wristwatch. You're like, whoops. There we go. It's a real Dr. Nick.
Yeah, like accidentally leave something inside of him. Just let him get septic.
Gonna find an old Bazooka Joe comic just hanging out in a ventricle somewhere. A ventricle's a thing? I don't know. I don't know biology.
It is. It's a thing. It's in the heart.
There we go.
Good work.
Look at me. I'm a doctor now. So you got any more information about like weird shit that happened to you, Dave? Or
I think that about does it, at least for now. If I come up with anything else, I'll let you know.
Please feel free. We will revisit this as often as necessary to get the full story.
Worst case scenario, we can contact Lisa. She can give you a rundown of Dave high on pain meds.
I would like that for next week. Please schedule that in for me.
I will give it a college try.
Yeah. Also, if I may, before we get into the meat and potatoes of things, I do have to issue a correction from last week. I talked about my mother, the car, and saying that the mother was haunting the car. Apparently, she was reincarnated as the car. So to my father, who is the one who is badgering me about that, there, are you happy?
You did that for him and messed it up. He must have been very disappointed.
I was more disappointed that he didn't just go, oh, you made a My Mother the Car reference? Thank you. Like the show, I wasn't even alive when the show was on. It was in the 60s.
I've never heard of someone talk about that show.
That's probably not true. You ever see the, you've watched The Simpsons?
Yeah.
The Simpsons spinoff showcase where they're talking about the Lovematic grandpa?
No. Don't know it. Not, I was never a big Simpsons guy.
Well.
If you want to get started, they're on like season 87, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you can catch up real quick.
Yeah.
Quick Netflix binge.
Fine.
You'll be good.
You could binge watch all 1,000 episodes.
Yep. It'll only take you 4 years.
You can watch the quality decrease in real time.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And then Apu just disappears.
That's beautiful. That's what. So, Jeff, did you watch the most important thing of the day today?
No, I didn't.
Did you headline skim?
I did.
There you go. That's all that matters.
I also went to the website and shopped a little bit, or pre-shopped, I should say.
Okay.
So,
Val looks a little confused. Are you talking about the Apple event?
Are you that far out of touch, today? Val? You were one of them.
Yeah, you.
You were there.
I mean, you were literally drinking. You were figuratively drinking their Kool-Aid and literally drinking the Kool-Aid now. So I thought you'd be fine.
You know what? Can I stop for 1 second before we get there? I want to know what kind of Kool-Aid that is.
Cherry.
Nice. Good work.
And it's powder.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Of course.
I did it old school.
Yeah. Is there another way to do it?
Work.
Oh, the bursts? They're not called squirts. They're called bursts.
No. She's talking. There's two different things. I hate to jump to anyone's defense here.
Oh, she's talking about the Mios.
Yeah.
You want the Mios. I want the
Mios. Yeah, no, you did right. Yeah. Proud of you.
Thank you.
Dave just laid out his entire medical history, and you're the MVP of this episode. I want you to know that, without a doubt.
It's good to know that the youth still know how to do something.
My entire medical history? That would take like 6 episodes.
Well, yeah, that's true.
What'd you say?
This is one installation of Dave's news corner about his medical history.
It's true.
Right.
And then one day Val's just going to give out his social security number, and we'll all be good. We're like, we could all be Dave if we want to have.
You don't want to be Dave.
You know, the burden of
you
being Dave.
You do not want Dave's social security number. That is the least valuable social security number in the history of social security numbers.
Yeah, that'd be like stealing my identity when I was 24.
Yeah, I'm not trying
it'd
to make.
It would be so useless to anybody.
True. I'm not trying to get no money and make my credit worse.
Like, that's just stupid.
I just want to take a correction there. Jonestown actually used something called Flavor Aid, not Kool-Aid.
Wow, thanks. That was a you know what? I just said you were the MVP and now you just corrected me. You're getting too big for your britches, pal.
Not to kiss ass, but I watched the Apple keynote today. Speaking of which, Jeff, I finally upgraded from my 6 to the XS.
Oh, you got it?
I did.
Did you get the Max or the regular size one?
Regular size one. I can't handle a Max.
He could not possibly walk around with 6+ inches in his pants.
Three.
I say that as I couldn't do it, so I know he couldn't do it.
That's fair.
So, you did the pre-shopping. You did a couple of headline skims. Anything intriguing to you there?
The look of the iPad Pro, the return of the Air, and the new pencil are all quite nice.
So you're not interested in my little baby right now? My little love bug that is the Mac Mini?
You know what? I can't say that I'm not, because I love the original Mac Mini. I just don't have any purpose for it whatsoever.
That was my first Mac.
Was it really?
It was a wildly underpowered Mac Mini. Yeah.
That was your first Mac?
With a whole, yeah.
Wow.
A whole 256 megabytes of RAM in it. Mm-mm. So
you
good.
Actually,
G4 processor.
Do you still have my first Mac?
Yeah.
You do?
It's in my closet.
What is that?
Yep.
So is Dave, but what is the what is that one? That's not even a Quicksilver. That was before a Quicksilver, right? That's an oldie. So anyway, but yeah.
So
I do like it.
So for the people that didn't watch it, we should probably have like given some background. That's on Dave. Damn it, Dave.
We gave some background.
Way to let
last
everyone
week.
Down. We did, but that doesn't help for this week. There could be a new person listening.
I hope so.
Just one.
I hope there is.
Yeah. Me too. I hope the new person comes and you're like, why are they talking about this guy's hernia for 15 minutes? That's special. Seems a little niche, but all right. For an episode that's touting all of its Apple talk, this is a lot of hernia material.
Most likely they went, he has an Audi, I'm done. Unsubscribe.
No, it's had an Audi.
One star
had
review.
An Audi. Had.
That's right. He traded in his Audi belly button. I'm out. Done. Forget this guy.
That was my one differentiator.
Yeah. Well, the Audi.
I don't know. I think the fact that your dick goes back in is also a differentiator.
The Audi belly button and the innie dick probably do it. Go for it.
I'm sorry. I'm still enjoying that joke. All right. So you had an Apple announcement today where they were talking about new Macs and the new iPad Pro. They started off with the MacBook Air, a computer that I thought was going to die and just won't die. But now I also want it. So that's
there. You go.
Oh, it's so pretty, and it has Touch ID without the stupid ass touch bar.
I just don't like that it's only an 11-inch screen.
I love my 11.
It's a 13-inch screen.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's
you are what they'd call misinformed.
I am.
I like to
refer to it as presidential.
that's true. That's good. The actual computer itself is a lot smaller, but the screen itself is 13 inch. It's about 12 inches wide. So that might have been where you were getting the 11 inches from. But yeah, that thing. Like, I thought they were just gonna kill the name MacBook Air and just make it a MacBook, and no, they kept the Air, which is weird to me. But also, it looks like a MacBook Air, so it's fine. Dave, what are your feelings on the MacBook Air?
I mean, it's a MacBook Air. I don't have any real use for it. I don't understand the purpose of it with iPads, especially with how powerful the iPads are now. So I didn't get too excited about the Air. I was marveling at how much people from New York left to applaud during that.
Yeah, that
there was
like weird.
9-minute standing ovations. And I felt like I was watching a State of the Union or something.
Yeah, except like, you know.
No, I'm talking about like six years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah.
New York like to cheer all the time. I love to cheer.
I agree with her. She's absolutely right.
Okay, so it's one thing to be like, and don't get me wrong, I got excited when they were talking about how they did a new all recycled aluminum thing for the MacBook Air 2, but I didn't get so excited that I wanted to stand up and cheer. And I mean, maybe it's because I wasn't in the room. Maybe.
You probably would have if you were in the room.
I don't know. I'm the guy that waits till the very end to decide whether or not they want to do a standing ovation. Like everyone else is like, yeah, I'm standing up and clapping. I'm like, did you really earn it?
I always want to do a standing ovation. I once chanted USA, USA in a German bowling alley because I bowled a fucking spare.
You also chanted USA, USA at medieval times.
I did. And that stupid knight wouldn't throw me the flower.
What a piece of shit that guy was. Yeah. You should have been the true princess of love.
Wait, the Apple event was in New York?
Yeah, it was in Brooklyn. Which, let's just throw this out here. Every time Microsoft has an event in New York, I get an invite. Apple has an event in New York, and I have to watch it at home. What's up with that? Seems to be a little bit of a letdown, Tim Cook.
I agree.
Who I know is listening right now.
As he shops for real estate in New York, apparently.
Yeah.
But I feel like the New York keynote is so much more different than the California keynote, because it's like, California is like, oh yes, what a good piece of machinery. Slowly doing the golf clap.
Are you sure there's nothing in that Kool-Aid?
There's nothing in the Kool-Aid. And then New York is like, yeah, fuck yeah.
I'm Max, motherfucker.
Metallurgy rocks. Whoa.
Appreciate the little things way more.
Which works out for Dave.
The iMac Timberland edition, motherfucker. Sorry.
Timberland edition MacBook.
Now I'm just thinking like other, like the Eddie Bauer edition Mac Mini and stuff. Like it's... There's a lot of different branding opportunities we
have. This is the Mac Mini Deadass Edition.
Speaking of that Mac Mini, Dave, you're expressing some interest in that.
Oh, yeah. I love that thing. I have no use for it, but I want it. That excited me a lot more than the MacBook Air did. It's super powerful and looks fucking sick. And
it's awesome.
Why not?
It is space gray. And it has the distinction of being able to have its RAM upgraded after you buy it, which you can't do on any other Mac anymore. So
any Mac at all, not even MacBook.
You can't upgrade the RAM on a MacBook after it's been made. You could do it on the 27 inch iMac too, but that's $1 bazillion and this is 800. So,
okay.
It's very different. Yeah. I think Jeff should buy me one. It also has a headphone jack. That's cool.
That's cool.
Pretty rare.
Is there a 15 inch laptop other than the Pro? Okay.
No.
And I was super disappointed they didn't come out with their own charging mat for the phones.
Well,
and also surprised they didn't put wireless charging in the iPad.
Oh, you know what? I know nothing about the iPad.
We'll get there in a second. What were you going to say, Duke?
What I was going to say is that the wireless charging is not probably perfected enough by them. So
the rumor is, and you're right, it's not perfected enough, but it's also so imperfect that it possibly goes on fire.
Yikes.
So what was supposed to happen with the AirPower pad was that you're going to be able to put whatever device you want in whatever position you want, and it would charge correctly. So you need to have like three or four different coils, and it kept overheating, like, badly. And so that's why it's apparently still delayed.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, did they put the capability in the iPad and just didn't mention it, or?
I don't think so, because they're trying to differentiate it with the USB-C being on there instead of Lightning. So I think they're going to treat that more like a computer, and you wouldn't necessarily have wireless charging for an actual computer. So you know nothing about the iPad Pro, Jeff.
Nothing.
Oh.
I have an iPad Pro.
I know nothing about the new one. I know nothing about the new pencil either, except what it looks like.
I don't know anything about those either.
Okay, so you now have two iPad Pros.
Wait,
I'm sorry. It's supposed to be like attorneys general.
Go to the
it's iPad Pro.
Go to the pencil first.
It wouldn't make sense.
Okay, never mind. Go to the iPad then.
Thank you.
Thanks for the direction, Jeff.
Yeah, I appreciate the suggestion. I'm going to have to decline. So you got two iPads Pro. The smaller one is now 11 inches instead of 10 and a half inches. And as Dave can attest, a half an inch means a whole lot to people. And the other one is still 12.9. They now have squarer bezels. So the side is flat. And this is why you couldn't talk about the pencil beforehand, because the pencil now, instead of being a cylinder, it has a flat side on it that you can now stick onto your iPad Pro magnetically, and that's how it charges, and that's how it connects to the iPad.
Ahoy.
Instead of having to have a weird pencil dick coming out of your
iPad. I like
that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty hot. The screen is like the 10R. It's the liquid retina display, edge-to-edge LCD. apparently the backlighting is as good, if not better, than what's on the 10R. New keyboard case called the Keyboard Folio. The previous keyboard, the smart cover keyboard thing that they sold, had this weird bump on it that sucked. This is now flat, which was almost worth the price of admission for me right there. I was like, ooh, fancy.
Is that backwards compatible with the old?
No.
No.
None of the,
because of the shape.
None of the accessories are backwards compatible. Also, the pencil that I have currently is not compatible with the new iPad Pro. You need to get all new everything with this, because they, as I mentioned, they dropped Lightning, so there's no way to connect the pencil to this, so you need to get the one that connects magnetically, which is also not backwards compatible to your old iPad.
How much is
the pencil? It's $130 now instead of $99. Yeah, that was a little bit of a kick in the teeth.
Are they going to be doing away with Lightning altogether going forward, like slowly, or is this just an iPad Pro thing because they want to kind of make it more of a computer hybrid thing?
I'm kind of two minds of it. I kind of think that they're going to keep the Lightning connection on the iPhone because A, you have an entire universe of accessories that run off of Lightning, and B, more importantly, if you're making something with Lightning and you want to have it be sold in an Apple store, you have to pay for them to certify it. So it's another revenue stream.
Gotcha.
So I don't think they're going to get rid of it entirely, but it makes more sense to have USB-C on an iPad Pro if you're going to continue to say that the iPad Pro can replace a computer for people. Having it with just a Lightning cable, you're way more limited than you would be with USB-C.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's a good point.
Also, with the USB-C, you can now charge your iPhone off of your iPad.
Whoa.
Yeah, I saw that.
Whoa. I like that.
Uh-huh.
I like that too.
Yeah.
I second that.
I you should have seen the way that Val perked up at that, people. It was like, what? It's like you know, one of those like gophers that come popping out. Like, what are things?
Well, when you first used your iMac in the past 2 months, none of your devices work. It's a nice use.
Yeah. Being able to charge things off of your iPad Pro would be delightful. I'm also...
My iPad Pro is like 75%. Everything else is like 20.
I'm also kind of interested to see if... So I use an app called Duet Display when I'm working outside of my house so that I can use my iPad as a display on my... So I can be basically running two screens wherever I go. I want to see if that works over USB-C and if I can connect that to my monitor here so that I could technically be running three screens at once, and then I can just die of happiness. Somebody pretend you're excited for me.
I hope it works out for you, but I also hope you don't die.
Oh, that's
nice.
So
it's kind of like a mixed emotion.
And I was thinking out in my head how I can do that with my iPad Pro because I would love to be able to use two screens.
Oh, you just get a Lightning cable and Duet Display on the App Store.
Like it.
It works very well.
Like it.
I convinced like four people that I work with to buy it when we were on our meetup back when I had broccoli. They're all very excited. What else is there about the... Oh, Face ID is on the iPad now, so I'll never have to touch a home button again. That's nice.
What if you guys start trying to wear makeup?
What? Hang on. Can we unwrap that question a little bit for me?
Pull the train back out of the station for a second here.
Woo-woo! So, what if one day I wake up without makeup and my iPad, which has no other way of me getting into it, doesn't recognize my face?
It's not done based off of an actual image of your face. It's done off of an IR scan of your face, so makeup doesn't matter.
You would have to like John Travolta and IR based face off your shit and not have it work.
Yeah,
and also you still have the option of the code. That's what it defaults back to.
Yeah. Like if right now somebody chopped off your hands, you wouldn't be able to use Touch ID, but you'd be able to type in your passcode with your nose.
It's a true story.
Okay. All right. Take a chill pill.
I'd love a chill pill.
I love that you just got told to take a chill pill for answering her question.
Yeah, right. I feel like this is how exactly I would walk into an Apple store right now. Okay. Well, how long does it take me to get the passcode up on my iPad if it doesn't recognize my face?
Same amount of time it takes you to get a passcode up if it doesn't recognize
your face. Yeah, you can hit use passcode like right away.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Which I use all the time. I do miss the home button because, like, there's many times I'm at, the, like, my desk or whatever, and I can't just, like, pick up my phone and look at it because, you know, my job is that way. So I used to be able to just, you know, put my thumb down and open my phone and look at my phone. Now it's like, oh, I gotta hit that, make the passcode come up and do all that. Kind of annoying.
I think if you just slide up, then you could type the passcode in. But I hear you, Dave. That bothered me at first, too.
Like, it almost sold me to get an Apple Watch, just so that way,
yeah,
when I get a text message, I can look at my watch, and it'll be
all right. Yo, the Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Apple Watch is the best.
Thought about it for a quick minute.
Okay. Especially, look at this. Especially when you have this many complications, right, Ed?
It was a pretty impressive amount of complications he has. Yeah.
I am chock full of – I'm a complicated man.
Mm-hmm.
and no one,
thanks, Val.
No one understands.
You're
him,
laughing a lot more than that joke deserved, it, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
No, because we're just thinking like Island Trees. Year of what? 2002.
One. 2001.
Yeah, I was gonna go. Yeah. I was gonna go with a. You said you're a complicated man. I was gonna say no one understands you, but you're a woman. And then I was gonna refer to you as Shaft for the rest of the episode.
I kind of like that. Can we do that?
Yeah, sure. So say it again.
I am a complicated man.
And no one understands you but your woman, Shaft. So now you're Shaft.
You're damn right.
There we go. That's podcast magic.
So final verdict? What are you getting, Ed?
I'm getting the 12-inch, 256, because I didn't feel like spending the money on 512 when I haven't filled up my 256 iPad Pro now. And then I'm going to
now. Which iPad Pro do you currently have? The True Tone?
Yeah, the second generation 12-inch.
Now, are you going to use their trade-in program? Are you going to trade that in, or are you going to sell it?
Nope.
Or are you going to just keep it?
I'm passing it on.
Okay.
It's going to be new to somebody else because there's too. I have too many things that go with it that I'm never going to be able to use with the new one. So I'd rather else get use out of it than
sure,
you know,
that makes sense.
Sell it and then have 45 cases and just an Apple Pencil sitting here awkwardly.
Okay, that makes sense. So is that it? Just the pencil and are you getting the new pencil?
Yep, new pencil's ordered with my name engraved on it because I can.
There's also that new feature with the pencil where you can tap it or something, right?
Yes, the flat area is touch sensitive, so you can tap it to change. Like if you're in notes, double tapping it, I think it switches it from whatever tool you're in to the eraser, and then double tap back. So that's going to be kind of cool.
That is cool.
What I really like is, so the previous smart keyboard, you had one position you could have the iPad in, and it was kind of shitty. Now there's two positions you can have it in. And it will hopefully be less shitty.
Yes. That's what we're shooting for.
Yeah. That's the dream.
We're shooting for with the number one peripheral for our most successful tablet device is less shitty.
It's Lisa's dream also. She's just every day she wakes up, maybe my boyfriend will just be less shitty.
That's
never happens.
That's unfortunate.
Keep dreaming, dollface.
Never happens. Still wakes up to the same nightmare.
I keep dreaming that Lisa's going to wake up and get some fucking sense.
You too could keep dreaming, Dollface.
Yeah, no.
So, Dave, are you going to buy an iPad Pro yet?
No, not yet.
I mean,
you know what I'm waiting for. It's close.
Adobe's announced so many things for the iPad Pro and are just waiting for you to buy it before they'll release Adobe Audition.
I know. Once they release that, I will head to the Apple Store.
Do you want to buy my iPad Pro for 90% of its original value, and then I'll buy the new iPad Pro? You save 10%?
No, I'm good. Thank you. A really generous.
All right,
offer.
You let me know. Thanks. Let me know. 80%.
Cool.
I am actually in the process of downloading my iOS update.
Ooh, nice.
You didn't mention that, bud.
I didn't yet, because I also wanted to. There's one other thing I wanted to mention about the iPad Pro before we moved on to that.
What do you got?
So it now comes in a 1 terabyte storage capacity.
That's absurd.
Yeah. You want to hear absurd? Guess how much that thing costs? A 12-inch with a 1 terabyte. Terabyte?
Terabyte.
Yeah, terabyte. That's what we're going to call it now. Technology. Words don't matter. A 1 terabyte.
I'm going 1700.
You are so close. It was 1749.
Wow.
That is a lot of money for something that they still haven't added another like column of apps for the home screen. That drives me nuts. It's too much white space.
That really is. That's an absurd amount of money.
What a waste of time.
If you want it with cellular, though, it's $1,900. That's way more reasonable.
Oh, yeah, because I want a $2,000 tablet.
Or I'll just buy 30 Amazon Fire tablets.
And then when they break every, like, 6 weeks, you can just switch to the next one.
Yeah.
Easy peasy. New iOS update with group FaceTime. And
how many people?
Up to 32.
Oh, 32. That is
so specific.
That's a lot.
Right? Like, and it's not even specific in a number that would make sense. Like, if you're like, oh, it's 30. Cool. That's a round number. 35. Also a round number. Yeah. 32?
Yeah. It's got to have to do with something about how they show up on the screen.
Well, 32 gigs was an iPod Touch that I used to sell all the time. You're trying to keep it consistent.
I get it.
All right, that could be sure. I mean, it's half of 64. And
well, what's the ratio? What's the ratio on the screen? Is it possible that it's so that this way you could do four rows across and eight rows down?
No, because it highlights whoever's talking, so it's gonna just kind of be like, if I recall correctly, it was all like floating and weird.
I don't want that shit. I want Brady Bunch, fucking FaceTime, or I don't want it at all.
I will look down at you and be like, "Hey, how are you?" And I want you to look.
That's exactly what I'm looking for.
Yeah, it shows you a row of people on the bottom, and then like the images flap up.
All right.
What if I have 33 people in my cult that I want to talk to at the same time?
Yeah. Well, that's how you end up with the one survivor.
That's true.
That person didn't get the message.
It's the designated survivor. It's like when they do the State of the Union. Yeah, that one cabinet member that has to stay behind. And it's always Kiefer Sutherland.
I see Dave sitting back down, literally didn't even know he left.
he moved like really quickly.
Yeah, he did. He was like the worst Flash.
She's always defending you, Dave. It wasn't because you moved quickly. I didn't even give a shit to look that you were gone.
What's funny is I didn't move quickly. I walked to a different room, grabbed a charger, plugged it in. Like, I wasn't moving quickly at all. I was gone for about 5 minutes.
It froze. And then it was like, oh my God, you're back.
Just no notice until about 33 seconds before I gave
it. It's because we were too busy talking about how many people could be on group FaceTime. Now, like, I like talking to you guys, but if we had like three more people on this, I'd want to jump in front of a train. I can't imagine being on a group FaceTime with 32 people.
Yeah, no, it can't be good.
That's got to be. It's going to be used for you know, conferencing, you know, presentation type of thing.
Or like really crazy things.
Yeah, like some weird phone sex.
That.
It's gonna save everybody at the orgy so much time.
Yeah,
the problem FaceTime is when you're the 33rd person and nobody wants to FaceTime with you.
Oh, that's so
Dave.
Sad.
That joke was about you. I know.
I'm very impressed by how much empathy Val has for the 33rd ugliest person in a FaceTime orgy. Nobody feels bad for that person.
Trust me, nobody does.
That person is the same type of person that pays for porn site subscriptions. Nobody feels bad for them.
That's reserved for number 34.
Yeah. Number 34, who didn't even get the invite. Doesn't even know the call. Who to call. They're just sitting there.
They're on Skype.
Their porn hub. hang on, guys.
I get such a laugh out of a Skype joke.
That was a pretty impressive laugh for a Skype joke, but yeah. I'll take it. I'll allow it.
So, normally, Ed, I'll ask you first with what else do we have, but I'd like to see if our returning cast members have anything. Else? Anything else, you guys?
Did you guys talk about the Limp Bizkit guy getting kicked by the Juggalo?
You know we don't talk about Juggalo news unless if you're here.
We were waiting. We were holding that one until you came back.
I'm so excited. Okay, so I don't know if you know this, but the lead singer of Limp Bizkit, his name is Fred Durst.
He's one of the worst humans ever made, by the way.
No, he's not.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Fred Durst is the worst. It's the rhyme. but he got the guy from Insane Clown Posse actually came at him with like a high kick.
Yeah, it was like a double. It was like a drop kick. He tried to drop kick Fred Durst.
Yeah, from the crowd onto the stage, and he clearly missed because
wait.
Can
the drop kick was supposed to be in reverse gravity? Like, it was coming from the crowd to the stage? That's not a drop kick. That is a very different move altogether.
It's like a flying kick.
I think that's the flying V from the Karate Kid Mighty Ducks mashup.
Yeah.
The Karate Ducks.
So the funniest part is apparently Limp Bizkit and ICP has had this feud going on since the 90s, like early 90s. And only because Limp Bizkit was requested by Fred Durst to make an album with them.
That's because he's the singer, and so.
Hey, ICP, let's do this together. Let's make a tour together. Let's all do this. And then Fred Durst didn't show up.
Really?
Did anybody else show up? Did anybody else from Limp Bizkit show up? Like, was it just like Fred forgot to pay his Uber bill or something and just couldn't get there?
Like that. It was like this meeting was created. And Fred Durst just didn't show up. Nobody from Limp Bizkit showed
up.
So this is where that feud stands from.
That's amazing. That's an amazing feud. And it's just so shitty the way this world works that we never got more than a couple of albums out of Biggie or Tupac. And these two bags of dicks are still running around the panhandle of Florida. Ruining this fucking world. Terrible. Drop kicking each other. Unbelievable.
There's no justice. Crowd.
There really isn't. That is amazing. I'm glad we waited for you to be here because I didn't research this story at all. You mentioned that you had a Juggalo bit, and I was like, "Well, the queen of the Juggalos needs to tell me what's going on."
Thank you.
No problem. You. Your crown is just so awkward.
So excited. But I just thought it was really fun. There's this guy called Iron Cheek. He's in a band, and he has devoted his life to making Limp Bizkit and ICP come together.
Oh, good. That's great.
A noble cause.
Yeah, good for him.
He had nothing else going on. Like, he couldn't even be like, oh, I'm going to just binge watch stupid things on Netflix.
Have you seen House on Haunted Hill? You need to see it.
Okay.
Is that the one that's like scaring people to death?
Okay. No. Because if people were dying of death, of like fear.
if they were dying of death.
An interesting statistic, guys. 100% of people die from death.
Wow. Do you have the facts and figures to back that up, Jeff?
Yeah.
Have you done the independent research?
It was a double blind study. And
no, it was way more of a sad show, but it was a good show. It wasn't as scary as I would like it to be, but
I heard there was this show on Netflix that's like so scary people are passing out.
Well, I hope it's not House on Haunted Hill.
No, I'm pretty sure it was Adam Ruins Everything. That's what caused you to pass out last week, Jeff.
Oh my God, I hate that show. I hate that show. I hate that guy. Like, stop ruining everything.
And then when people show up to ruin the show for him, to show him how wrong he is, that's he's just like, yes, you did ruin me. And it's like, shut the hell.
What?
People show up on the show to tell him he's wrong.
I have not seen that happen yet.
Are you watching the show?
Yes.
I love that question. I wish the answer was no. I wish the answer was like, I haven't seen that because I don't watch the show.
It's like a birthday show.
I haven't watched I think we're getting into the part where people are going to come tell him he's wrong. Because now we've got his sister being thrown in the mix. It's getting very complicated.
He's wrong.
That show reminds me of Dave.
Okay.
That actually might be too low.
I could agree or disagree if I've ever seen the show, but
never mind.
I was just referring to you ruining everything. Everyone else was just really digging into it. Fair. What?
Not fair. He ruined his hernias.
Listen, he ruined like 5 episodes by not editing them. He ruined this episode by being on it. He ruined Lisa's life. He ruins everything.
This is her own free will. Not it. Take the blame.
Stockholm syndrome is real, Dave. And I would argue that Dave didn't ruin this episode because the fart hernia is, if I could name this episode, I would. I can't because iTunes would be mad, but I would. The fart hernia. I want to change that to your name is going to be the fart hernia in my phone from now on, Dave.
That's great.
I'm honored.
Congrats.
So anyone else besides Juggalo news, which was phenomenal because the minute you bring Juggalos and Limp Bizkit together, it's glorious. Dave, do you have anything?
I've got nothing. I'm watching my iOS 12.1 update go nice and slowly across my screen, and
mine's already done.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Mine's taking a bit.
Sorry, man. Tough break.
Dave's not used to another man finishing first.
It's true. I usually do finish first in that race.
Yeah. Usually he's like, oh, wait, this is going to happen? Ah! Goes cross-eyed. We're going to ignore Dave saying lickety-split.
Why?
I'm sorry?
It was pleasant being back on. I miss being ridiculed relentlessly.
We miss ridiculing you to your face.